care.
I might say good evening or good night or nothing. Yeah. Yeah, I might say good night, depending.
Yeah. Okay. Something else that has to do with the time of day. Say if a man got out and started working before the sun came up, you say started work before when?
Before a day in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe before sun.
Before sunrise.
Yeah. Yeah. If you stayed out until after the sun went down, you'd say stayed out until
sundown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now this verb I'm looking for, you might ask, well, when does the sun do what?
Rise?
Yeah, okay. In the past form of that, you say, well, it at 5 o'clock.
Rose at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. It has already
risen.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's see. And talking about time again, say if somebody came to see you, not this last Sunday, but the one before that, you'd say he came to see you when?
Sunday before last.
All right. Now if somebody's going to come to see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one following?
Sunday after next.
Sunday after next, okay. All right, let's say Thursday is today, so Wednesday was
yesterday.
Yeah, and Friday's going to be
tomorrow.
All right. Let's say somebody visited you and stayed from the 1st to the 15th. You say stay about
from the 1st to the 15th?
Mm-hmm.
About 15 days.
Yeah. You ever use the word fortnight?
No.
Ever heard of it at all?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Who would use it?
Fortnight. No.
Okay. Let's say somebody wants to know, if you want to know the time of day, what would you ask me?
I'm telling you.
All right, I'd say, well, let me look at my
watch.
All right. Let's say if it was exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
7:30.
Or anything else?
No.
You wouldn't say half?
No.
Half past?
I don't say half past, I say 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10? Call that?
Well, I say it's quarter to 11.
Quarter to 11. Okay. All right, and this expression, say if you've been doing something for a long time, you say you've been doing that for quite
a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say if 1978 was last year, then 1979 is
this year.
Okay. And a child who's just had his third birthday, you would say he was
3 years old.
Okay. Something that happened just about this time last year, you'd say it happened almost exactly
a year ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. And these questions have to do with the weather. Somebody might look up in the sky and say, you know, kind of like today, I don't like the looks of those dark.
One more time?
Well, don't like the looks of those dark.
Dark clouds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a day, well, like yesterday, when the sun was shining, weren't too many clouds around? Looks like it's going to be a
good day.
Good day. Okay. What about a day that's kind of starting off like today when you don't have much sun, a lot of dark clouds? I say, yeah, this looks like it's going to be a
dreary day.
Yeah. Okay. Would you say anything about the weather if the clouds start getting thicker and darker and it looks like it's going to rain?
It looks like it's going to rain.
just say that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people say,
huh?
Have you ever heard people say it's changing or threatening or anything like that?
On the weather, TV on the weather.
Oh, just on the weather report?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You up?
Okay. What about if it's like that, but the sun starts shining through and the clouds start pulling off, you'd say it looks like it's what?
Clearing off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call if you had a lot of rain in just a short period of time, maybe like a couple inches in just an hour, you'd say you had a regular what?